Now the question is, suppose you take Morse's code and just don't worry about the gap in between letters. What can you say about how long a Morse code string will be? Well, if you ask how long the average, you know, you want to figure out how long the average, the code for the average letter is, so that, you know, if you had a message of length 1,000, you could multiply that by 1,000 to get an estimate of how long the message was going to be when you sent it down the wire. This is not the calculation you do. You don't average the lengths of the letters, because this is what you would do is if, you know, every letter were equally frequent. You want to weight the average by the frequency of the letters. You do the calculation, you know, this way. Frequency of A times the length of the code for A times the frequency of B times the length of the code for B, and so on. You get a weighted average of the lengths of the individual letters, and that will produce some number, probably somewhere between 2 and 3. I didn't actually do it. Which would give you, if you took some huge piece of text and determined that it was, you know, 1,000 characters long, you could multiply that number by 1,000 and get an estimate for how many dots and dashes would be in the whole message. Okay, that makes sense? So this business of weighted averages is important.